We sit here and squeeze one out every week. We're not very regular. But Big Fatty,
we missed it.
Big Fatty is very regular.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, well, see, we were constipated, but Big Fatty's never constipated. You can tell by all that gas he's got good bowels.
Is it fiber? Do you eat Kashi, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty eats a lot of Kashi.
Kashi's good. It is.
Kashi meaning dick. Anyway, move on.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty's never constipated.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 466 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 17th of November 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is just gonna piddle and doodle and, oh, piddling and doodling. Big Fatty would just love it when you don't have any fucking thing planned. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it was a very quiet day. Very quiet day in the coal mine today. And it could be the fact that there wasn't hardly anybody there. And it was just peaceful. It was peaceful. And we did, well, it wasn't that fucking peaceful. Y'all, Big Fatty has made his, I am beginning to finalize my travel arrangements for the big trip coming up in January of 2010. And y'all, I am going to the Washington, D.C. Did everyone hear that part? D.C. And Big Fatty will be flying up by the way, y'all, that was the boys from the Dangerous and Lovely, and they're up there in the Virginia, and the D.C. area, and I might get to see them. Might get to see them when I'm up there, because I'll be there from January 9th through the 9th. Is that right? The 9th doesn't sound right to me. Oh, Big Fatty, you're supposed to know these things. Well, that's because the 9th is not right. It's the 10th. Is that right? Yeah. Why have I been saying the 9th? Gosh, I better check my... Big Fatty, oh, we don't have time for you to check things. Anyway, y'all, I need to check, make sure I've got the right flight information here. Oh, Big Fatty, could you turn off the recorder while you check it, Big Fatty? No. No! No! Yeah, okay, I'm leaving on the 10th, y'all. I'm leaving on the 10th, and I'm coming back on the 19th. Yeah, okay. Yeah! Okay, I'll put that in my folder here. Oh, Big Fatty, you got a special folder. but I'll be up there from the 10th of January till the 19th. And I'm going up for the big horror event weekend, which is the 15th through the 18th. Actually, it's really the 15th through the night of the 17th. But anyway, it's going to be a hootenanny the night of the 17th, so you know. And then MLK Day is the 18th, so I'm staying up there because, you know, there are several Friends of Big Fatties that are employed by the government. Oh, not the government. Yes, the government. They will have MLK Day off. And Big Fatty has that day off also, so I'm just going to fly back on the 19th, which is Tuesday. And, y'all, I am going to have a meet and greet. I don't know when or where it's going to be, but it will not be on the 15th, the 16th, or the 17th, because no, that is the horror. And Big Fatty will be participating in the horror. And y'all, there's art like, Gavin from the Dragon Podcast. Y'all, I believe he stopped podcasting. I'm not 100% sure, but I think he's just giving up the ghost. Y'all, speaking of podcasting, Big Fatty is listening to a new podcast now, and it's The Country Boy or something like that. Oh, Big Fatty, what is it? Tell us. Let me just see if I can find it here. Oh, Big Fatty, you're supposed to have all this ready. Well, you know, that's how Big Fatty do. He don't have it ready. Y'all, it is called The Gay Life of a Country Boy. And y'all, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. So he is not a cunt. but y'all, I've listened to the first couple of episodes. Y'all, he likes to fish. And anyway, but I'm enjoying it. Because y'all, it's kind of down home. It's real talking. Real talking. And y'all should check that out. Oh, Bank Friday, we will. You recommend things and we do it. And y'all, speaking of recommending things, you know, Big Fatty has reminded you, please don't forget the fat when it comes to the podcastawards.com. But y'all, there's something that I need to make sure that you're all aware of if you are so inclined to vote for the BFO. And I'm not going to mention if the nominees are able to monitor who's voting and who isn't voting. However, just keep that in the back of your mind. Oh, Big Freddy, we cannot let you down. We better get our ass, we will get our ass in gear. But y'all, you vote, and you can get to it by going over to the BFO and or over to the Kim Brewer's Lodge, which you can get to by the BFO. But y'all, it's over at the BFO, it's the top of the heap up there. It says vote for the BFO. And you can click on that, and you go over to the Podcast Awards and scroll down to the GLBT. And y'all, I think that is the great, big, lovable train wreck, okay? The great, just scroll down to the great, big, lovable train wreck. Anyway, you know what I mean. Anyway, just scroll down there and click, and then you have to go down and you have to put in your e-letter address and your real name, y'all, and then you hit vote, and y'all, but you're not finished voting when you do that. You will get an e-letter from the Podcast Awards people to your e-letter address, and you have to go to your e-letter address and hit verify. Oh, yes, I verify that I love the great, big, lovable train wreck. And you just go over there, and anyway, that's, and once you do that, then you have officially voted. But anyway, but y'all, anyway, I was talking about the trip. I'm going to be flying up, and my good friend Woody, who used to live over there in the Uck with Nault and Steve in the Uck and John from Ely and Simon and all those other people over there that listen, whose names escape me for the moment, because y'all, I'm old. I'm just old. I do remember what I had for lunch today, y'all, because I had my turkey. And not the tofurkey, but the turkey. And y'all, it has the tryptophan in it, and I went into a coma while I was eating it. And it just... And, and y'all, I heard somebody else had a birthday coming up. I believe it is the terminally single Tim. The baby's arm, y'all. I don't know if the baby arm celebrates a separate birthday or not. But y'all, it's big enough to. But but I'm not sure what day that is. So I, you know, oh, Big Friday, then why did you mention it? But I don't think we've missed it yet. But anyway, y'all, by the way, the weather rat is on. And that Kim Brewer, she has put up a picture of an auxiliary rat. It was not the true weather rat, but the auxiliary rat had Cuba sticking out of his pants. So it looked like he had a big old Cuban pecker on him. Oh, a Cuban pecker. We love a Cuban pecker. But anyway, I'll be up there in D.C. from the 9th. No. Poor Big Freddy. From the 10th, which is Sunday, through the 19th. And but I'm going to be staying with my good friend Woody for those first two nights. And then, y'all, I'm moving over to the Washington Plaza. Ooh, Big Freddy, you'll be staying at the Plaza. Ooh. And that's where the horror event is also. So, but I'll be moving in there, y'all. And Who knows? There may be some gentlemen callers, or there better be some gentlemen callers at the Washington Plaza Hotel. Oh, Big Fatty, we know there will be. We just know there will be, just like we know this. Make a wish, wish it a dream, wish it in your heart, and your wish will come true. Y'all, I'm sitting in my office in the coal mine today, and y'all, there's a package delivered to Big Fatty from the Amazon, and y'all, I have no idea who it is from, but y'all, I can't wait to see what it is, and I have not opened this at all. It's, y'all, it's got those pillows of air in it. Oh! Well, I'm gonna pull out the little form here and see who it is from. It says, "This completes your gift order." Oh. What does this say? Here we go. Just a little thank you. Just a little thank you for everything you do. No, I haven't unsubscribed yet. Just do clean your dentures properly after consumption. XO Michael in Stuttgart. Y'all, I don't care what that Kim Beaver says. There is a sweet streak in this man. And I don't mean sugary sweet, but he may be sugary sweet too. Y'all, isn't that the sweetest thing? Y'all, I had no idea what this was all about. But y'all, it is from Michael in Stuttgart over there in the Stuttgart, Germany. And y'all, I can't wait to see what it is. Oh dear, Gussie in heaven. Oh gosh. Oh my god. What the fuck? Y'all, it is a case, and I do mean a case. It is a case of something called toxic waste. Okay, Michael in Stuttgart, you have sent Big Fatty some toxic waste. And y'all, it is in these drums. It is in these little drums. What does it say? Hazardly sour candy. Y'all, you know that a dentist would send you hazardly sour candy. And y'all, let's see what it says here. How long can you keep one in your mouth? Well, y'all, let's just open this up. I'm game. Y'all, but it's a case of it. It is a case of it. There must be... What is that? About a dozen of these, y'all. It is a drum. It's a plastic. It looks like a drum. Not a beat. You know, not a play the drums. But you know, like a toxic waste drum. Oh, Back Friday, we know what you mean, y'all. How do you open this? I don't know. Oh, there it is. There it is. Oh no. Y'all, okay, it's these little pieces of candy in the drum, and I am going to try it out right now, and it says, how long can you keep it in your mouth? If you can only do it for 15 seconds, you're a total wuss. If it's 30 seconds, you're a crybaby. If it's 45 seconds, you're a toxic wannabe, but if you can keep it in there for a minute, you're a full toxy head. Oh. Okay, well, y'all, I am going to open this up right now. Hazardous, oh, it's watermelon flavored. Y'all, that'll make me want to spit it out right there. Okay, well, y'all, if I can keep watermelon in my mouth for 60 seconds, gosh, I can't even open the fucking thing. It's so toxic. All right, I'm going to try it out now, y'all. It's like a little... like a little cough drop disc. Okay, I'm putting it in there now. Y'all, get out your timing devices, because here we go. Okay, Big Fatty. All right, y'all, it's in my mouth now. Oh! Dear God! Oh, my God. Ooh! Holy smokes! Oh! Y'all, have you ever tried this stuff? Oh! It is definitely... Michael, thank you so much. You are just the sweetest thing to send me toxic waste to make me gag and make more mouth noises. Because, you know, I don't do that very much anymore here on the show. Okay, once you get past the minute mark, y'all, I'm at the minute mark now, and it's now turned into a piece of candy. So, I guess it's something on the coating or something like that. No, I take that back. Y'all, I have tears running down my eyes. They're not running down my eyes. They're running down my face. Oh, Big Fatty! Y'all, I hadn't heard from anybody. I did hear from Lori Warbucks, and he has graciously declined to buy me a set of tires. However, he has offered to give me some back rubs. And y'all, I think I'd rather have a back rub from Lori Warbucks or from a grandson anytime than a set of tires. But anyway, y'all, there's some e-letters over here that I want to talk about also. But Michael, thank you so much for the toxic waste. I can honestly say you're the only person who has ever sent me toxic waste. Oh, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, I've gotten several people, new people following me on the Twitty, and I hope they're enjoying it. And y'all, I know there may be some new listeners out there because of the podcast awards. You know, there may be new people going, oh, who is this Big Fatty person? Well, y'all, if you're new to the show, it's going to suck until you listen for a week. Even my grandson, Stephen in Wisconsin, y'all, he unsubscribed. And then I said, oh, you have broken my heart. And y'all, he resubscribed, and now he's in love with his grandfatty. So anyway, but y'all, I heard from someone from the Lurker family, and this person may end up coming to the meet and greet up in the D.C., and y'all, as soon as I have a place and a time decided, I will make an announcement on here, because y'all, we may have to rent out the convention center, because I know there's so many of you up there in the D.C. area. Well, maybe we'll just do it on the mall, in January. It probably wouldn't be any problem, and we can have the Park Service estimate how many people are there. But anyway, dearest Big Fatty, I've been a member of the Lurker family since mid-October. But after some consideration, I'll be switching families and changing my name to Freddy, not to be confused with Puff Freddy. By the way, y'all, officially unsubscribed. Freddy the Fanatic. I simply can't get enough of the fat one. Since I started listening, I've been trying to catch up on the past episodes, and I'm up to number 394. Y'all, today is 466. He's still got a ways to go. But you know that iTunes only goes as far back as 360? You can imagine the sadness that I must be feeling knowing that I only have about 50 episodes left before I'm all up to date. Only 20 minutes of Big Fatty a day, and dear Gussie, and none on the weekends just won't do. No! However, happiness shone down from the Fanatic household when I found that even older episodes could be downloaded from the BFO all the way back to the very beginning. I could just cluck like a chicken. And wasn't that a nice story? Anyway, just wanted to let you know you're the greatest. Keep on ruining it for us. By the way, this is Daryl from the Woodbridge in the Northern Virginias. Well, Daryl, I do hope that you are enjoying yourself. And Daryl, the one thing that you've got to remember, if you're going to be a regular listener to the BFO, is you've got to take your fiber, because if you do, then
Big Fatty's never constipated.
Dear Gussie, this thing is still toxic.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.